In this bulletin, the federal government touts an app for COVID-19 contact tracing. Another Ruby Princess passenger dies of coronavirus. And in sport, the Tour de France postponed. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyke. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australians may need to sacrifice some privacy to beat the coronavirus and get back to normal life faster. The government has been working with Singaporean authorities to launch a mobile phone app that would trace people's movements. Trace Together uses the Bluetooth power of a mobile phone to plot people who've spent 15 minutes or more in close proximity to a person known to have the virus. It's thought about 40% of Australians would have to sign up to such an app if it's to be effective. Mr Morrison has told Radio 6PR in Perth downloading the app would be the modern equivalent of buying war bonds.
You wouldn't be mandatorily required to sign up to these apps. That's not how Australia works. If we could trace people's contacts quicker and track down the coronavirus faster and save people's lives, which meant we could open our economy up more, well, it's a bit like buying war bonds during the war. There are things that we might not ordinarily do, but in these circumstances, if that tool is going to help people do that, then this may be one of the sacrifices we need to make.
The death toll from coronavirus in Australia has risen to 63. A woman aged in her 60s has died in Canberra. She was a passenger on the Ruby Princess cruise. The federal opposition is criticising the government after the High Court ruled that the federal police raided a journalist's home last year using an invalid warrant. The full bench of the High Court has unanimously found there was not enough precision in the drafting of the warrant that resulted in a raid on the apartment of News Corp Australia reporter Annika Smethurst. The raid related to stories she wrote revealing secret plans to increase the government's spying powers. Opposition Legal Affairs spokesman Mark Dreyfus says the government should act to uphold freedom of the press rather than its own interests.
This is a matter ought to be a matter of great concern to every Australian, because what we need to see from this government is something that upholds the freedom of the press in this country, that upholds Australia's right to know about what government is doing.
New South Wales police say the Ruby Princess cruise ship can leave Australia by Sunday. A special commission of inquiry into the events around the ship has been set up by the New South Wales government. Senior counsel Brett Walker will lead it, and the government says he'll be independent of them and have unlimited powers. It will report back within 4 months. 19 of Australia's 63 coronavirus deaths have been passengers from the ship. 2,700 passengers were allowed to disembark from the Ruby Princess in Sydney on March the 19th. The Federal Border Force Department blames the New South Wales Health for that. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says police will work with the ship's owner, Carnival Cruises, until it leaves.
It is about working with Carnival to make sure they've got fuel, provisions, including the right medical equipment, the right medical team. And if they need to fly in additional crew members, then we would facilitate that.
Queensland has recorded its lowest daily total of new coronavirus cases and attributed the number to successful social distancing. The state has had 4 deaths from COVID-19. In sport, the Tour de France has been postponed because of coronavirus. Race organisers say the event hasn't been cancelled since 1946, but public gatherings are still restricted until at least July. The French sports minister had suggested holding the race without spectators, but border closures would make that plan difficult. A new date is yet to be determined. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 25. Adelaide, a morning shower and 20. Melbourne, a shower or two, 21. Hobart, similar, 18. Canberra, windy and mostly sunny, 24. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 29. Sydney, mostly sunny, 31. Newcastle, windy and mostly sunny, 31. Brisbane, sunny and 29. Cairns, a shower or two, 30 degrees. And Darwin, mostly sunny and a top of 35. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.